entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
I never, ever, ever thought that I would even think to need to be or have to be speaking about what's going on right over here in New York City. If this was a group of people screaming against tall people, short people, black people, Spanish people, Asian people, people with big noses, big feet, little noses, this would be stopped ASAP. This is not the New York way. This is an embarrassment to New York City.
That's right.
This is an embarrassment to the city of New York. This is a stain that historically, it will go down in history as an embarrassing time to New York.
Oh, there he is, my good buddy, the great actor Michael Rappaport at our rally yesterday. Once again, can't say enough about the job Congressman Anthony D'Esposito did out of Long Island. Really helped put this thing together. It was born Sunday between Rapp and me, and then D'Esposito jumped in, and Mike Lawler showed up, Republican congressman out of Rockland County, Bruce Blakeman, the Nassau County executive. Me, Anthony Rapp, a lot of you listeners proudly screaming, "Am Yisrael Chai, Am Yisrael Chai," waving your Israeli flags. And I think we did a very good job yesterday. So here he is, though, the star. In fact, last night, I told you this earlier, the local 6 o'clock news, every day they start with Trump, every day, and they should. Whether you like him or not, and I think Rapp is coming along, he is being treated so unfairly and has been in all these cases by these low-life Democrat judges who just don't like him. This is not the way the justice system works. He did nothing wrong here. This is nonsense. Every night they start the news off with Trump. Not last night. Last night, the local 6 o'clock news had Michael Rappaport, me standing next to him with Rapp yelling at this rally. That's why it was so important to have Michael there, because truth is, he's a big star, beloved by millions, and he came up big again yesterday. Listen, he's gone back and forth to Israel 3 or 4 times since October the 7th. He's been a tremendous voice for us. But, he's still working. He's got some big shows coming up at Mohegan Sun up in Uncasville, Connecticut this weekend. We'll get all that info and more. Here he is, my friend Michael Rappaport. Mike, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, Sid. Thanks for having me. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I think yesterday was a very, very important. I mean, look, Shafiq is still the president at Columbia. There were still 150 arrests outside of NYU last night. These kids, these animals are still rampaging in the streets as we talk this morning. But with all that said, I still think what we did yesterday, and specifically you, was very important. So congratulations.
You know, honestly, Sid, there's no reason to congratulate me by any means or congratulate you or anybody. You know, if anything, it's more you know, getting it together. For me, to be totally honest, what's going on is so blatantly anti-Jewish, anti-human, and anti-New York City, and anti-American. Like I said yesterday, if there was any other group of people, I don't care if it was LGBTQ, I don't care if it was fat people, I don't care if it was tall people, I don't care if it was people with learning disabilities, mental issues, any other group of
people. What about black people? Look what we experienced in the summer of 2020.
I don't care what kind of people. It could be people with any single kind of people were being screamed at and yelled at. This would have been taken care of the day of, literally the day of. One of those, you know, videos now, and I hate to say iconic, one of those videos of these pigs, these scumbags, and I know we're on the radio, don't worry, I got you, these losers, these disenfranchised little participation trophy punks. One of the videos that they, you know, that they were screaming and yelling at over the weekend is Hamas, Hamas, make us proud, burn Tel Aviv to the ground. If they said Hamas, Hamas, make us proud, burn Christopher Street to the ground, or Hamas, Hamas, make us proud, burn Harlem or burn Chinatown to the ground, this would be done. Those people would be arrested. They'd be on FBI watch list. Like, you want to protest, fine. You want to say free Palestine, fine. But when you start threatening and you start inciting and Zionists can't come on campus and all this stuff, this is like a no-brainer. And I don't want to go down the political rabbit hole with it, but it is political. You know, I just want to say, you know, Mayor Adams, if don't show up to another synagogue, another, you know, Friday night and give, you know, a speech, and don't go to the Passover things, and don't mention Jewish people if you're not dealing with this and dealing with it hard and effectively ASAP. It's so not the New York way to let this go on. And yesterday, afterwards, when I was, you know, leaving you, and it was a beautiful day, and we're on the Upper West Side, 116th Broadway, I felt embarrassed as a Jewish person that we, all of us that were there, are even having to say this in 2024. Like, it's beneath people, let alone New York City people, let alone Jews of Manhattan, let alone anybody. But I, as a Jewish man, I felt embarrassed that this is what it's come to. It's not right. It's not okay. And you know, I just think of New York, and I think of, like, it's just not the New York way. If this was going on post 9/11, those kids would be getting the crap beaten out of them. If they were cheering and you know, while there were still, you know, the people in the rubble and there were still firemen missing, we know what would happen. It wouldn't be accepted. But only with Jewish people and Israel is this somehow, like, deemed as like some peaceful protest. It's not peaceful. It's not peaceful. And if they keep going, this is going to turn into, you know, it's going to turn violent. It only takes one person to just, you know, go up there and do something that, you know, becomes a bigger situation. And I hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, they're antagonizing, you know, a group of people, and then a group of people that are suffering. And outside of Jews, anybody that's okay with this, of any race, creed, color, religion, sexuality, anybody that's okay with this is complicit.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
So when AOC, not to turn this political, Michael, but when AOC yesterday at a conference with Joe Biden, the two of them are standing out there for Earth Day, and Joe Biden says, hey, man, we need to be more empathetic towards the Palestinians. And when AOC says, and by the way, I'm very proud of those students, those pro-Palestine students, for speaking their mind and holding, quote, peaceful protests all across AOC, the country. What do you mean? Of course it's political.
She's a scumbag. AOC is a con man. AOC is a race hustler. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's a joke. She's a clown. I can't stand her. I can't steal Jamal Bowman. Her whole crew is a bunch of race hustling, con, low-life, miserable. They're scumbags. Can I say that on the radio?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Maybe I need. Yeah, she's a scumbag, and she's an antagonistic little race hustler. And they make me sick. What they were saying is political, and she knows it ain't peaceful. It ain't peaceful. Because if they were saying Puerto Ricans, anything about anything else, whatever she was, she's Puerto Rican, Dominican, whatever she claims to be, none of this would be okay. She would be freaking out.
Of course.
She's full of crap.
No, she is. But I will say this, too, about your speech yesterday. And I got to give you credit. Because you went into the Israel situation. You've been back there many times since October the 7th. And you talked about the hostages. I was speaking moments ago about Rachel Goldberg, who actually made the Time magazine list of 100 most important people. What a horrible way to make that list. But we both met with Rebecca Goldberg in Israel. You've met with many hostage parents. You've been there many times. You've been to the kibbutz. You've been to the Nova Music Festival. Can you explain to people here just how unbelievably horrific those scenes were?
First of all, Sid, it's day 200. Today is the 200th day. Another thing for this tri-state, particularly New York listenership, there's five citizens of New York, five kids from New York. One of the families from Nassau County. They speak and sound just like I do, just like you guys do, just like Sid does. They're from Long Island. Okay, the hand-to-hand violence that I saw in kibbutz, and when I say kibbutz, it's a simple, humble, working-class neighborhood. And the kibbutz that they attacked are the most left, peacenik neighborhoods of all of Israel. These are the people that believed in two-state solution, believed in getting along. They attacked them in these small, humble, working-class homes, and they went from home to home to home to home. And the amount of bullet holes and the amount of grenades that were used in each and every small home would blow your mind. The blood, the violence, it was intimate violence. It wasn't blowing up a building from far away. Not that anything is better. I don't compare tragedies. But the intimacy, the hand-to-hand violence, and these hostage families and the victims and the survivors that I met so many people that went through so much trauma, they haven't been able to rest. Obviously, if your family is still your kids, your grandparents, there's an 86-year-old Holocaust survivor, Shlomo. I met his granddaughter. They are so demoralized. They are so broken. And, you know, it's so upsetting on so many levels. There's 80,000 displaced people in Israel. I mean, because, you know, we're being attacked from the north. There's 80,000 displaced people because all their homes were burnt to the ground. They were burnt to the ground. You saw it in Kfar Aza. And like I said, when we say kibbutz, you might as well just say like a simple neighborhood in Long Island or a simple working class neighborhood in Connecticut. And just the amount of the stories, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of stories of the violence and the trauma that these people went through and they're continuing to go through. And I saw that 48 minutes of footage, you know, people, everybody sees, you know, a clip here, a clip there. I saw this 48 minutes of footage. I want to remind everybody in that 48 minutes of footage, the violence that I saw and the celebration that I saw from these animals, and they didn't scream apartheid. They didn't scream occupation. They didn't scream 1948. Not one of these savages said the word Palestine. They cheered. They celebrated. They videotaped themselves raping, beheading, shooting, throwing grenades into these little bomb shelters. And you say bomb shelters, it's like an extra room. It's not like some special high-tech, you know, born identity room. Not one of them said anything about 1948 occupation, Palestine, from the river to the sea. They screamed. They said Allahu Akbar. They kicked, stomped dead bodies. That's what I saw with my own eyes. And if you want to keep looking at it, you could find the stuff online. And they would have gotten these dummies up at these Columbia campuses. If they were in Israel that day, they would have gotten the exact same treatment. Yeah. The AOC, any of those kids that are up there, they would have gotten the exact same treatment, period. If you're not down with them, if you're not a radical Muslim jihadist, done. They don't care if you're Catholic, atheist, Buddhist, Jewish. if you're free-thinking punk rock, hip-hop, LGBTQ, if you question authority, question the government, they're not having any of that.
No.
Do not forget that.
Yep. No, you nailed it. That's a great job. Michael, in the final 30 to 60 seconds, amazing appearance, really amazing. Thank you. Tell everybody about your big show coming up in Connecticut this weekend.
I'm going to be at Mohegan Sun. You know, it's hard, Sid. You know, I'm happy for the shows, but sometimes it's hard to turn on because, you know, last night I woke up and I was like, you know, last night before I went to sleep, I was like, I want to start the day and not pay attention to anything. But it's impossible to, knowing that our people are there, that civilians are there for 200 days. But I'm doing great shows in Mohegan Sun. And, you know, it is a blessing to be able to forget everything. And obviously I talk about what's going on, but they're comedy shows. So I try to make people laugh. And, you know, hopefully I won't lose any money in between shows at Mohegan Sun. And, you know, I appreciate you and I appreciate your listeners. And I appreciate everybody who is fighting for what's right, whatever religious denomination people are, because like I said from the beginning, this is not the New York way, what's happening, particularly on our campuses of New York City. It's not. These kids can't be from New York. They can't be from New York, because if you're from New York, people from the five boroughs, people from Long Island are better than this. We know better than that.
I agree. I agree with everything you just said. Michael Rappaport, amazing job yesterday. Great appearance on this show this morning. And really, this whole period, this tragic period, you've been one of our strongest and most important voices. Have some great shows up at Mohegan Sun, and I'll talk to you and see you again very soon. Thank you so much.
I love you, Sid. You're my guy, and I've known you for a long time, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And have a great rest of the day, Sid.
You too. I love you too, Michael. I really do. That's Michael Rappaport, great actor and just a great voice. And that's a great way to wrap up the 8 o'clock hour. We'll come back with two more guests, Sid and Friends in the Morning. Keep it right here. Not too late.